From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The city of Lovington has a new police chief. After about a 15-minute closed session during its regular scheduled meeting on Monday, Mayor David Trujillo announced that David Miranda is now officially the chief of police.
Good pick by the Board of Commissioners. He showed his leadership tonight as well as he's had in the past, and I believe that was a good recommendation that was made to appoint him, and he is our new chief of police.
So, Chief Miranda, what will be among your first priorities?
Transparency to both the public and the commission. Rebuilding the patrol division, getting some new equipment, rebuilding our officer staff, recruit and retain. That's been a persistent problem. We can't compete on certain levels due to budget and things like that, but try to build an atmosphere where they're more likely to stay and not just jump for more money.
Next month, Miranda will be celebrating 10 years with the department. 30-year-old Nicola Dobbins of Hobbs was arrested and charged with abandonment of a child or abuse of a child after she allegedly hit a child in the head and then threw a knife at the child, causing a cut to his back. That, according to Hobbs police, the child was later identified as her son. Two Roswell firefighters were sent to the hospital for injuries sustained while battling a backyard fire in the 1800 block of North Lee on Sunday. According to fire department spokesperson Todd Wildermuth, one of the firefighters suffered smoke inhalation and the other one suffered a minor injury. The fire marshal's office reported that the fire was sparked by a work light left unattended that ignited some nearby flammable material. 53-year-old Timothy Davidson, a former Roswell municipal judge, was given a 9-year prison sentence with all but 10 days suspended. Following the completion of his sentence, Davidson will serve 5 years on supervised probation and be required to make almost $19,000 in restitution to Troop 13 of the New Mexico Mounted Patrol. Davidson was accused of embezzling just over $43,000 from the account of Troop 13 and placing the money into three of his own personal bank accounts between October of 2019 and September of 2020 while he was the treasurer for the organization. According to court records, Davidson returned just over $24,000 back into the troop's account before the rest of the money was discovered missing last October. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.